I thought we were ready for some levity.
Yeah.
I think so.
Point taken.
Looking for a number?
Point taken, Roger.
Change the number, leave the number. Two things. I'm looking, do you want finished living area or do you want footprint? And let's decide whether we want it to be the finished living area or just the absolute footprint to include garage, porch, whatever. Because when we do footprint, we're talking about the back porch, the front porch.
Patios.
Yep. Well, not in those.
Covered patios.
Covered patios.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're...
I'd be inclined to stay with finished living area.
Yeah, we'd take. Okay. I mean, that's the direction I was going.
1,000 square feet.
What about 600?
What's that?
What about 600 instead of 1,000?
Well, I'm open to whatever you guys feel like.
That's 2,900. Accessory dwelling.
Yeah. Just because it says 1,000 doesn't mean they have to build it.
That's the maximum.
Mother-in-law might want her bedroom. She might want a little kitchenette, you know. I'd be inclined to up it to 1,200 or 1,500.
Yeah, I'm with George. I don't think we need to go smaller. Because anything under that's going to be approved anyhow. So you just want to decide whether you want to let it be bigger or not.
It would depend on circumstances, too. Because, you know, some folks, they may be living in a 1,500-foot house. They probably ain't going to build 1,200 feet per month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'll tell you, example, Leon Cone's home over there, and it's got a mother-in-law cottage, so to speak, on it that's bigger than anything
cottage
here.
Quotes around
I know of another one or two.
So we did have...
Barely.
We did have a garage house that was built that the folks lived in the upper part for, 4 or 5 years. They planned to build their nice big house. So they came in ready to build their nice big house, but they wanted to keep this as an accessory dwelling unit. And it was over the 1,000 square feet. So they had to go to the Board of Adjustment and the hardship. And I think it was 1150 or something.
Size definition.
And for that one, the BOA did approve it for that size. Of whatever they had, it was like 1150 or it was a little over the 1,000.
How about half the size of the other house living space? 1,500 feet or something. I don't know. It needs to be more.
Okay.
For everybody else, it might have different opinion. I don't know.
We can go back to this one, and if we need to review these again in April...
This whole thing is just totally subjective. It's just a matter of how you see it.
That's right. Absolutely. You got it.
it's hard to
make a shoe that fits them all.
But even if what we ended up with was 1,000 square feet, that doesn't preclude somebody from going to the county commission and saying we'd like an exception.
BOA.
If it's 1,400 feet, like he was just describing, then they can go ask for an appeal. And
that borders into somebody that don't pay the taxes having more rights than the one that does.
Yeah.
That borders into that, and I don't like that.
We're basically setting some criteria so they can come down and get a permit for you to build this accessory structure. Unless it's bigger than X.
Right.
And then they need to come see us.
BOA for a variance from your regs.
I'm a bit old school. I like the property owner having more rights than the neighbor.
Well, based on that, I would go back to the 50% concept of the size of the main structure.
It'd come closer to fitting.
I like that.
Because there's more money in the society now to build larger buildings and houses than there was back when I was growing up.
So keep this. They don't change it from 33 to 50. And then put that within that definition so they match.
Yeah.
Is everybody all right with that? 50%.
I am. That's better.
And then match.
As they say, more better.
Okay. Well, now we're to accessory apartments.
Oh my God.
Tom, how many permits do you need to remodel the inside of your house? You don't.
You don't.
So I have no idea how I would ever regulate this. People do not have to come see me to remodel their house so that their mom could live in the bed. Yeah. So
I delete.
I just, yeah, delete.
That's my vote.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, while we were looking at it,
it wasn't bad.
Yeah,
didn't take me long.
Here's another one I don't know how we can regulate. So for any corner lot in any R district, no fence structure planting shall be erected or maintained within 20 feet of the corner.
That's the safety thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's going to be road and bridge. That's
I know it really cuts down your...
That's Devin's.
There are subdivision regulations.
So that just looks like a way.
Not in our regs. I mean,
I've done.
Yeah, I mean, there might be with Devin.
Don't you have subdivision regulations?
We do.
And there's nothing there.
There could be. I haven't ever run across fences or plantings. I always send them to the road.
That was in the back there. We need to take some dirt down and stuff in this county. There's more stuff like that. Plant fences right out to the corner.
Anyway, in our zoning regs, it might be in our subdivision regs, but in our zoning regs, I don't know how I could regulate that.
And people get a notion and plant stuff out there all the time. It happens.
Well, I do.
I think
you'll
find something
I'll do. Something. I don't have a corner lot.
Because, I mean, that's
do you want to keep that in our zoning regs? Or do you want to...
I feel like you should take it out because you can make that part of your motion like we've been doing on other things. You can tell them what they can or can't do.
Right.
Make it a stipulation of your approval. Because, like you said, if you can't enforce it...
Yeah.
I mean, Devin's not going to do anything about it.
If somebody's corner lot is on a corner and they want to put up a chain link fence for their dog, they couldn't because it says no fence. So
they just can't go beyond the right of go into
the right of way.
They can only go to the right of way.
Well, this says they can't go within 20 feet of the right of way.
No, it doesn't say right of way. It says 20 feet of the
right of way. It's going to be a corner.
The only thing we have is corner is a right of way.
It's really big.
I think it's the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be gone from me.
Wave your magic wand, George.
Like a building has to set like so many feet from.
Oh, we're just getting started.
Did someone say there weren't too many of these?
Yeah,
something about that.
Okay. We're about a quarter.
We need a definition there.
What?
No, we'll go fast. So remember, your blue's delete. Yellow is we want to add or change. Your green's new. So, under manufactured or mobile home, under residential, do I want to send conditional use permits to have a mobile home in an R2 where you can have single family home? Do we want to start regulating mobile homes? Do you guys want to start hearing mobile home conditional
it's
use permit.
A single permits. Family subdivision, they can put a double wide in there, or they can put anything in there they want to if it's on a foundation.
Yeah.
Not according to this. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Well, can they just put a mobile home in a single family subdivision?
In R1, but you can put single family homes in R2. You can put single family homes in R3.
Right.
But you can't put a manufactured home in there per your regs now. You'd have to come get a conditional use permit.
There's two words, manufactured home, mobile home.
Well,
I think this needs to be sent back to the publisher.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, these probably need to be changed to P because I don't really feel like regulating mobile homes in Taney County.
No. You got enough to do now.
So they can put a mobile home anywhere they want in R1 or R2?
But you got
not in R2.
Just R1.
Right now.
You could just... On wheels?
There used to be one that you had to leave the wheels under it if you parked it, and then it had changed, and they had to be gone, and we've been up, down, sideways. I've seen the regulations both ways.
So I'm talking about Single wides, double wides, these are manufactured or mobile homes. They come in on wheels, and then they'll put either skirting or the walk.
Some of them you can't, there was one you couldn't get rid of the tongue on the trailer.
Yeah, there was something with the tongue.
Stupid.
Well, don't most subdivisions have restrictions on mobile homes anyway?
That's there, yeah.
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 We don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. And Devin's been siding with me most of the time.
I agree.
Oh, no, Ma, they went to court over it.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, they did. Some people started pulling in. They called them manufactured homes. They came in on wheels.
Some manufactured homes are modular.
Yeah, modular. That's another word.
Yeah, there's another one they did.
Yeah.
So this one right now is currently blank, where it says add C. That one's currently blank. Do you want to add that where they get conditional use to put those? Do you want to just leave that one blank in your RV1 district?
In an RV?
Is that another
RV1 problem? District, an RV park.
I don't care if they put a mobile home in an RV1.
I mean, a P there is okay? Or would you rather it be a C, that they would have to get conditional use for each home?
Everybody else can decide. I'm taking this minute off.
Who's that? Is that your phone?
Yeah. Don't you like it?
I love it, Roger.
Yeah,
let me see it for a minute.
Mine went off. I don't know how to... I can't shut this stupid thing off. I don't know how to shut it off. This is... Not very smart on it.
Ms. Devin, do you have a thought? You're thinking.
Back. Need to go back.
You have add C, so that's your suggestion, correct?
Yes.
I mean, so add C and move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Religious assembly large. So here's our current CMPs. So... do we want a conditional use churches in A1 or just let them build it? Do we want to add that to R2? R3.
We've always left it alone.
Yeah, and then R3 allow, this is how it is, but this one's blank. I mean, to me, this should probably be a P.
Yeah.
And then the R3 a P, and then leave these PPP.
Do it.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Make it so, number one.
And then down here, residential treatment facility. So we're talking about some treatment facilities. I don't know that you want those in R1 or R2 or NR1 or NR3. Those are residential, maybe in R3. And then I don't know if you want to continue to have those in C2. The blue is take away, and this would be to add it to that. And not touch our A1 or RR1. But I don't want, I wouldn't think that you guys would be real happy if I brought a residential treatment facility conditional use permit in Oakmont. Right? That's what we're talking about. Right now, I could bring you a conditional use permit for a residential treatment facility in Oakmont.
Are you saying that it's permitted?
No, a conditional use permit for a residential treatment facility in R1, which is Oakmont, Ozark Paradise Village.
How would you get sewer?
I'm asking.
All kinds of treatment plants in residential.
This is treatment facility.
Rehab center.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I thought we were sewer.
No. How do we get into sewer?
We had a lot of
different departments.
It's probably time to go home.
For group homes,
are
they considered this?
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Residential treatment facility providing 24-hour supervision, counseling, treatment for more than 15 residents not needing regular medical attention. Classification includes, but not limited to, alcohol, chemical dependence, rehab facilities, including, so I mean, it's a rehab facility.
Why would you have those in an ADU?
Well, that's why I'm asking, these blue means I would like to take those out.
Yeah, I'd say.
We already have one, so.
But we don't have anything in a red.
There's one on Bee Creek.
Yeah.
We do have.
Is that our one?
I don't remember what that, maybe that is a C2, that might be a C2, yeah.
We got into these air and trained septic systems at one time.